The Indian government says it has accepted all of the demands of youth protesters calling for change to the state of education in India, in a surprising concession given Prime Minister Narendra Modi's reputation for refusing to respond to such pressures. The education minister has announced his resignation. Other demands include reform to the exam system, dropping police cases against protesters, and compensating the families of students who died by suicide after exam leaks. Professor of Indian Politics and Sociology Christoph Jaffrelot says the concession is a milestone.
In the sense that the authority of the Prime Minister himself has been tested, has been somewhat eroded. And now the idea that we are entering into the post-Modi phase to some extent is materializing. You know, that was something people were talking about. But you may consider that the post-Modi era begins today with so many BJP leaders in the fray.